Hello and welcome to the second part, second half of A Voice of a People, live here with Linda Sims on WGH Talk. Right, Linda Sims Piggott. Sorry, thank you. Okay. Happy March 14th. Boy, time is really flying, isn't it? I'm like, okay, now they were saying, okay, March comes in like a lion and goes out like a lamb, or vice versa. So I really can't tell how March came in. It's been a few cold days, but that's okay. We have this eclipse coming up, and the historical part about that, 1806, it was named after Tecumseh. But this is happening real time, and there are a lot of different people's opinions about what this means. Is it a sign from the Lord? Is this going to take us closer to the end time? And, you know, there's all kind of things that people are saying, you know, that this eclipse will bring, or what it really means. That takes place April the 6th. We have been warned to make sure that we have all of our things, like our water, our necessity things, because we are expecting 100,000 up to 200,000 people just to be in our area, Marion, Ohio, and Marion County. And from what I understand, all the hotels have already been booked in this area and surrounding little areas for this event. So this is a historic event, and people want to be a part of it. Total eclipse, April the 8th. Now, March just got here, right? And here we are, almost halfway through March, and that will take place like tomorrow. Lord bless and say the same. We all are here to witness that event. So that gives us a little, three weeks before April the 8th for the total eclipse. Make sure you have gas in your car, water, because things will be going fast when people come into your area. Whether it's a day or 2 days, we don't know that. Just try to listen and do what they have asked us to do. Make sure that we have what we need and that we're not running over other people. But also be vigilant, you know, because a lot of things can happen. So be vigilant. We also stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. You also have the opportunity to download a free app called TuneIn on any electronic device. You're able to download this app called TuneIn. And once you download it, go to the search bar and type in WWGH. Or you can call in during a live broadcast like right now if you just want to talk to me, because I'm the only one here today. That number is 740-383-9944. If you have any questions or just want to talk to me and help my little show, I have going on today. It wasn't planned. It just turns out that way. But they say be ready, because you never know. You may have to go on and be solo. And this is my solo day. There are some things I need to share with you as far as the Voice of a People is concerned, about those who faithfully support a Voice of a People, starting with you who listen faithfully. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your participation. And thank you for your support. Besides you all, there's Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, of 1325 North Main Street here in Marion, Ohio. Number there is 740-382-8552. We also have LogosChristianMinistries.com. Hello, caller. You are on the air.
Hey, Linda, you're coming in a little weak. If you speak up a little bit, I can hear you a little bit better, but I can hear you.
Okay.
But anyhow, I'll talk to you.
Oh, okay, great. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing okay. But I was out early this morning, semi before so-called daybreak with the time change. Don't bother me. My genes and my body and stuff say, hey, get up there and do what you like to do and go out and look around. And you know what? When you said March comes in like a lion and goes out like a lamb, whatever the phrase may be, you know when that comes, I'm going to stay in when that lion comes around, aren't you?
Yes, I am. Well, try my best to stay in. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, it's just about like the eclipse you're speaking about. Why, time will tell. And I thought I heard heard you, and maybe I didn't hear you. That's why one of the things, if you don't mind me asking you, did you say everything's booked up in the Marion area and everything? That's the, is that official information that this early they're all booked up and everything? So it must be something true that the people are going to be moving. And I don't know about the head count on that, but I'd hate to have to go up and count all the people, wouldn't you?
Right. We were warned by the mayor, our new elected mayor, in January that this event was going to happen and that the planning of people coming from all over the United States and maybe even across the world to be in this line of the alignment of the eclipse. And Marion is one of the key areas.
But it's amazing. I was talking to Scott the other day, and I said, you know what? You don't have to even be around the area or here on nationwide TV. They're going to show the eclipse. But it isn't like seeing it in person. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do. Yeah. I know exactly what you mean.
And, you know, congratulations on winning your place in the dance. Why, that wasn't hard to figure out. You know what Linda Sims has done in my book? All the time that you've been on the air?
What's that?
Well, you've led WWGH in any activity they've had, Christmas parties and so on and so forth. You're a wonderful singer, number one singer in the whole system of WWGH. Boy, I'm taking I might get in a lot of trouble over that, putting you number one and the only one that can carry a tune. So if it wasn't for you, they'd have been off key all the way around, you know what?
Right.
You're a good
Thank
singer
you.
Also. You're a good all-around person. So I thought I'd put my little thing in there and talk to you a few minutes and keep up the good work, Linda. I'll catch
you.
Up with you later.
All right. Thank you so much. God bless.
You're welcome.
Bye. Well, thank you so much that you wanted to call in and talk to me. Anybody else want to call in and talk to me? Now, that number again is 740-383-9944. Thank you for your support, always. Now, we also have, did I give you Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson of 582 Lee Street in Marion, Ohio? Her number there is 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. They also have an ongoing announcement. They have free produce every third Saturday of every month. Now, the next free produce will take place April the 20th. It begins at 12 noon until 2 p.m. They also have a wellness fitness area walk area adjacent to their sanctuary, and it is open to the public. Just respect their property. We also have Cheryl Lee. She is the coordinator for Child's Evangelism Fellowship, which is known as a Good News Club, which is a faith-based after-school program, and it is located in all Marion City and County Elementary Schools, along with North Union's County Elementary Schools. Cheryl Lee can be contacted at 740-262-0939. Just take note, this program will end in May. Here we are already. But if you want your child to be like a part of this faith-based program until the end of the school year, please contact Cheryl Lee once again, 740-262-0939. Not only that, you can go to your area elementary school to the office and pick up a registration form and fill that out, because they do need parental consent for the children to be a part of this program. Okay, so I do like to start my show off with a thought for today. That thought is titled The Illusion of Dependency. The more a person depends on a pattern of thinking, a particular person, or a particular role, the more there is fear of loss. The security created by dependence is illusion. I guess what they mean by that, you can't always have it with you. You can't always carry your mother and father throughout your entire life, or those that you depended on as a child into adulthood and late adulthood. You're going to be by yourself. I'm just going to tell you that. One day you're just going to be by yourself, and you're only going to have you to depend on. So you must be ready for that time in your life, whether you're married or single or just with a group of friends. You know, sometimes we are by ourselves, and we need to be equipped to be able to handle being by yourself sometimes. You know, it can be a joy. At least you get a chance to take in a deep breath and exhale, you know, look around you, and hey, you might become creative if you get some time to yourself. The reality of life is that anything external to ourselves can at any time vanish. What will we do then? Where is our life's anchor if it's not within? We will suffer. Now, that's what I want to talk about. Now, what will we do then? Where is our life's anchor if it is not within? We will suffer. Okay, my life anchor is my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He is my anchor. I trust Him. I know Him. And He knows me. Now, I can't say that for everybody, and everyone may not feel like I feel or need that dependence. I need that dependence. I need to be able to depend. I need to be able to lean. I need to be able to rely on His everlasting arms. He neither falters or falls. He never fails. He is perfect. He is holy and pure. He's never done anything wrong, nor can do anything wrong. So within me is Him, and I am in Him, and He is in me. Okay, this is where I really wanted to, I needed to get to, because at the end of that illusion of dependency, and when those people are gone, where am I then? I have to depend upon myself, and I still need something bigger and greater than me to depend on, right? You don't even have to agree. I just know that that's right for me. And it may be right for you. It may be right for all of us. Okay? And I am going to bring up something because it says, God knows you. How do you know God knows you? I'm telling you, God knows you. And you're saying, Linda, how are you telling me God knows me? How can He know me? Well, I'm going to read this for you. This is a Psalm of David. I don't know if many of you have heard of King David, who was a man after God's own heart. And this is what I'm going to read to you about what he says. Okay. Psalms 139, verse 1. O Lord, Thou hast searched me and known me. You know my down sitting and my uprising, and you understand my thought afar off. You compass my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid thine hand upon me. Wow, I was looking at a video. I wish I could tell you what it was called. I'm going to have to find it for you and share that with you. And it showed as if it was the Lord shaping and molding Adam out of the clay of the ground, and how intricately He laid His hands upon his face and put His brow in place and shaped His nose and smoothed out any wrinkle that was in that clay, shaped His mouth and put hair upon his head. It was, oh my, I could just feel the love God had when He created man in His image and in His likeness. Oh, that blew me away. Because we don't usually think about, He made him out of the clay. And, you know, like we did in kindergarten, we always had that lump of clay in our school supplies. Remember that? I don't know if they still do that, but we did when I went to school. Sometimes you had two clumps of clay, and then it was so hard, and you had to, like, try to make something out of it, you know, which was not the easiest thing, not out of that hard clay. But it was just showing as if it was God shaping and molding Adam and taking his arms and, you know, putting muscle here and making the elbow and extending out his arm and, you know, just drawing out his fingers. Oh, I'm telling you, you want to see something powerful? I just need to get that site for you so you can look that up and see for yourself just how intricately and how important it was for God to make Adam in his image and in his likeness. I bet Adam had an 8-pack, not just a 6-pack. You know what I'm saying? Just perfect. Just perfectly made. That's how much God loves. Not only loves you, but knows you. David is telling us right now that he did, you know, and that he laid his hand upon you. It wasn't that he just spoke and you were there and he breathed in the nostrils of Adam and he became a living soul. He made him out of clay, dirt, shaped and molded him, and then breathed life into him. And he became a living soul. He became upright on his feet, eyes open, ears open, able to speak. God knew Adam. It says, "Thy knoweth my downsetting, my uprising. You understand my thought afar off, even before I think it. You know my thought? Okay. For there is not..." "A word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, you know it altogether. Thou hast beset me behind and before and laid thy hand upon me." Once again, thy hand upon me. You know me. "Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot obtain it." No, we can't understand it. That knowledge is too high for us to understand, to obtain it, to gather it, to collect it. Explain it. We can't explain God at any time. No way we can explain God. God is. How can you explain that? Hello, caller. You are on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
Yeah. So okay. I'll talk to you here a few minutes. Hold on a minute. I was surprised that I got that hold of you. Here's Carol just for a moment. Well, she...
Hi.
Hi. Just Carol?
Yes. I could hardly hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got it tuned up. I don't know why.
I got it. I can hear you now.
Okay.
I want to congratulate you, too, at that women's club.
Yes.
That was nice. Congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate that so much. It was nice, and it was one of those things you don't expect, but... Praise
yes.
God, I won.
Well, you did a very good job. Thank you very much.
Thank you as well.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye-bye. God bless.
Okay.
Uh-huh. So, okay, I think I'm understanding. It's how you talk in this mic. And it's so pretentious and so touchy. You have to find the correct spot and speak in it. But thank you for congratulations. Thank you so much for that. All righty, let us get on with David. God knows you, right? Okay. Well, God just wants us to believe it, not to understand it and not to explain it. Okay. Now, it goes on to say, "Whither shall I go from thy spirit, or whither shall I flee from thy presence? Where can I go that you are not, God? Is there any way, anywhere in this world, or out of this world, I can go that you are not? No. If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there." See, he is our parent. He is our father. You know, we have like earthly mother, earthly fathers, you know. But we leave them and they leave us. You know, but God does not leave us. No matter where we are, no matter where we go, like I said, if I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. That's what I'm talking about. All day long. Not just for a moment, but all day long, I need God to hold me. I need God to lead me. I need him to guide me along my way throughout the day. You can be here today and gone today from this earth. Yes, I need God. I need him. You need him. Even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. Hold me, Lord. Hold me from evil. Hold me from destruction. Watch over my children and my grandchildren, even my listeners. Bless them, keep them, smile upon them, O God. Yes, even them. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me, because God is with me, and he will be my light. He will be your light. Yea, the darkness hide not from thee, but the night shine as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike unto God. Nothing hinders him, nothing covers him, nothing hides him from us or his love for us. For thou hast possessed my reins. Thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. Wow. Even in the womb. And you're going to tell me God don't know you. He doesn't understand you. He doesn't even understand how you think, why you do the things you do. God knows you. He understands you. He knows me. He understands me. David says, I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. David said, all that you've done for me, even from my mother's womb, my soul knows right well. Sometimes we don't even understand what our soul understands and knows about God. How is that? That's a good question. I wish I could answer that for you, but I can't. He says, my substance was not hid from you when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect, and in thy book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them. How precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God, how great is the sum of them. Woo woo! What did I get? I got some water?
Well, I didn't see your texture just now.
Well, praise God, you saw them. Hi, husband.
Are you on the air right now?
Yeah, I'm on the air and I'm on my own. You want to have a seat? Why not? You can say hello to the people. Say hello.
Hello, people of Marion.
See, that wasn't hard, was it?
No.
Wow. So what are you out doing?
Run errands. Library, bank.
Taking care of business, huh? Mm-hmm. Taking care of business. Okay. Well, it's good to see you.
Yeah, I'm going to go out to the postal office and check my mailbox.
Okay. Thank you for my water. Thirsty. It was dry, but thanks.
What have you been talking about so far?
Well,
Fred Malone didn't make it or something, right?
Well, he called me this morning, but it showed up as a spam. So you don't know when to answer a spam or not, right? You just don't know. But no, he had surgery. He couldn't make it today. So, and I had already started because when I got here, there was already people here on the air, so that kind of happened. But I talked about the illusion of dependency, like depending on other people.
I remember hearing a little bit about that.
Yeah, as a child and then trying to be an adult. But now, And I'm still on that subject, talking about, you know, after those people may have gone and left your life, like your parents or grandparents, your siblings or whatever, even teachers, you know, even friends, you know, because life goes on. People die. People move away, you know, go to other places. So who do you depend on now? Is it just within you? And you need more than yourself right. to depend on. So that's what I'm talking about now. God knows you, loves you, ready to lead you and guide you on.
Probably the only constant you got.
Only constant. Never leaves you. Never. Never, no matter what happens. He's with you always.
You might try leaving God, but he won't leave you.
Amen. That's great. Great. Wow, you have to come and visit me more often.
Get all kinds of wisdom, right?
Right, all kinds of wisdom. And opinions, right? Yeah, and opinions. Political. That's going to be hot. Yeah, it's going to be hot this year. Yeah. So be safe out there and be careful and see you in a few. Thank you for the water.
All right.
Uh-huh. Wow. Hubby paid me a visit. Isn't that nice? That is so nice. Okay, let's go with this. Okay. David goes on to say in 139 verse 17, how precious also are my thoughts, are your thoughts unto me, O God. How great is the sum of them. What does God think about you? Oh, he thinks that you're the best. You're one of his most precious creations. That's what he thinks about you. Out of all the things he created, you are his most precious creation. So don't ever forget that. That's how much God loves you. He took the time to intricately make you, design you, fashion you into his image and into his likeness. Wow. If I should count all God's thoughts unto me, they are more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with thee. Surely thou shalt slay the wicked, O God. Depart from me, therefore, you bloody men. This is David. Because he thinks, well, people were after David. You know, he was a man after God's own heart. And even his commander or the man that he loved was King Saul. And he was like his armor bearer. He was out to kill him because he was jealous that God has chose David over him, right? So, I just wanted to share with you how God took the time to love you and still loves you. And it says, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts and see if there is any wicked way in me and lead me in the way everlasting. Now, that's what David says. God knows you. Okay? It seems my mother can sense trouble from a mile away. Once after a rough day at school, I tried to mask my frustration, hoping that no one would notice. What's the matter? She asked. Then she added, before you tell me it's nothing, remember I'm your mother. I gave birth to you, and I know you better than you know yourself. My mom has consistently reminded me that her deep awareness of who I am helps her be there for me in the moments I need her most. As believers in Jesus, we are cared for by a God who knows us intimately. The psalmist David praised him for his attentiveness to the lives of his children, saying, you have searched me, O Lord. You know me. You know when I sit. You know when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. I just read that from Psalms 139, 1 and 2. Because God knows who we are. Our every thought, our every desire, our every action. There's nowhere we can go where we are outside the bounds of his abundant love and care. As David wrote in verses 7 through 12, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. As David wrote in verses 9 and 10, we can find comfort knowing that no matter where we are in life, when we call out to God in prayer, He will offer us the love, the wisdom, and guidance we need. When have you felt like no one else could understand how you were truly feeling? We feel like that sometimes, don't we? I'm not the only one. You know, we can all, and you know, I try to live my life in the hands of the Lord. I try to surrender myself to Him, you know. But sometimes it's not a constant and always Johnny on the spot. That's your first thought. Things can happen in your life. And once there is, it may be momentary or monetary only for a moment, but you can feel like it's just you experiencing these things, just you suffering in a certain way, just you, right? You can feel that way. So when have you felt like no one could understand what you're going through, how you feel, what's happened to you? God knows exactly, and He understands where you're coming from. And so how can God understand that? And he's in heaven and I'm on earth. You have to remember that, you know, He prepared a body for Himself, and God's Spirit indwelt that body, and God did live on this earth. For 33 years? And He suffered everything that we could ever suffer. And triumphant, won over sin, all of it. All that they did to Him, they could not kill Him. They could not destroy Him. He laid down His life. He said, no man take my life from me. I lay it down on my own, and I take it up again on my own. Woo! Tell me, if you know better than that, please share that with me. How does the reality of God's presence help and encourage you during such times of feeling alone? One thing about that, you can pray or you can just talk. We're just praying. You can talk to God. Like, God, you know, what do you think about this? You know, what do you think about where we are today and what's going on in this world? What do you think about me being left alone and have no one to depend on, no one to call? You know, I'm in this world by myself. My parents have passed away. I don't have any siblings anymore. My friends have relocated to different spots or places throughout these United States. What am I to do with my life? Can I carry on? How can you make my life more pleasing, or should I say more comfortable for me, you know, or help me find new friends? Lord, what do you think about that? What do you have in store for me? You know, when you read God's word, He says that, you know, I know the plans and thoughts I have for you. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, and to bring you to an expected end. I have to read this to you. Oh my. Let me get this. Jeremiah 29. And this is AMPL version. Okay, I got to get that for you. AMPC version. All right, here we go. Got to hear this. I'm telling you. Well, that wasn't the right one. Oh, I know. I put in the wrong one. I know. It's not Amplified. It's Message. The Message. Message Bible. I don't always use that, but I'm telling you. I ran across that one day. And I had to share it. God says, I know what I'm doing. I have it all planned out. Plans to take care of you, not to abandon you. Plans to give you the future you hope for. When you call on me, when you come and pray to me, I will listen to you. When you come looking for me, I will find you. You will find me. Because God's not lost, right? When you come looking for me, you will find me. Yes. When you get serious about finding me and want it more than anything else, I'll make sure you won't be disappointed. And that is God's decree. I'll turn things around for you. I'll bring you back from all the countries into which I drove you, God's decree. Bring you home to the place from which I sent you off into exile. You can count on it. That might have been a little too far, but God does want you to know. When you get serious about finding him and want him with all your heart, I'll make sure you won't be disappointed, God says. But he says, now listen again. When Jeremiah 29:11 says, I know the plans and thoughts I have for you. The Amplified puts it this way. I know what I'm doing, God is saying. I have it all planned out. See, God has your life all planned out. And we struggle so hard trying to find our way, trying to find out the right way to do it, which way to go and how to go and how to feel. And God has our life all planned out. He knows what he's doing. He plans to take care of you, not to leave you abandoned, not to strand you. Even though everyone else has left you, God will never leave you nor forsake you. He said, I plan to give you the future you hope for. Now, how powerful is that? The future you hope for. Oh, my. He's even giving you the future you hope for. You know why? Because he's giving you those dreams. He's giving you those thoughts. Hebrews, let me see, 13. Let's see how they put that in the Message Bible. Yeah, let's see what it has to say. 13:5-6. Well, we're going to do that in Amplified. It's more powerful in there. I like that one. Amplified. That's Hebrews. I have to remind you. Hebrews 13. Amplified version. What does God say? Let your character, your moral essence, your inner nature be free from the love of money. Shun greed. Be financially ethical, being content with what you have. For he has said, I will never, under any circumstances, desert you, nor give you up, nor leave you without support, nor will I in any degree leave you helpless, nor will I forsake or let you down or relax my hold on you. Assuredly not. Wow. Did you hear that? Did you feel comfort within you? That he will never leave you alone. No matter where you are in his presence. No matter where you are in his presence. I will, nor will I forsake or let you down or relax my hold on you. That means he has you so tight in his hand, right? He's just holding you in his hand. Like David says, hold me, Lord. And he's holding you. He said, I will not relax my hold on you. Right. He will not relax his hold on you. Wow. Woo, woo. Now, that's powerful. I will not let you down. Assuredly not. So we take comfort and are encouraged and confidently say, the Lord is my helper in time of need. The Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What will man do to me? So we take comfort and we are encouraged and we confidently say, the Lord is my helper in time of need. I will not be afraid. What will man do to me? Wow. I am so encouraged today. Along with everyone else, sometimes I be discouraged. Sometimes I have to encourage myself in the Lord. I'm not always on top of the world. I am a happy person, though, and I get my joy from the Lord. I get my strength from the Lord. I long-suffering, which is self-control, you know, from the Lord, because I need that, and we all need that. But just to know that He knows us, He loves us, He comforts us, He leads us, He guides us. I mean, He is us, and we are Him. Just like He is in us, we are in Him. You know, He's part of our DNA. I mean, what can I say? If you are in God's hands, you are in the best hands that you could ever be in. And that is to be in God's hand. Can't nobody, you know, there's a saying, it's a song. Can't nobody do you like Jesus. Can't nobody do you like the Lord can. Nobody, not your mother, your father, your sister, your brother, your teacher, your lawyer, your doctor, your preacher. Nobody can do you like the Lord can. No one can love you like the Lord loves you. No one can care for you like the Lord cares for you. No one can protect you like the Lord can protect you. And it's all about, Lord, I need you to protect me. I need you to lead me. I need you to guide me. Some people say, well, I don't always feel love. Say, Lord, I need to feel your love. I need to know that you're always there with me. I don't want to be alone in this world. You know how crazy this world is? And it's not funny, even though I kind of chuckled. But, you know, we are on a new level. We have, I don't even know exactly how to describe it. But it's almost like it's unrecognizable from where I came from as a child and a young adult. Okay? Times have changed. People have changed, you know. So we are in a time, an era in time where things, they seem like they can go any kind of way. I don't know. And maybe it has always been that way, and maybe not. It's just that it's unrecognizable, some things. You know, and I thought about this. You know, we have always been so proud of the Constitution of the United States. And now, little by little, they're chipping away parts of the Constitution of the United States at their will. So when they get rid of that standard that we have tried to live by since the beginning of the United States, but what will we have then? What standard will we live by? What will become of these United States? What will become of us? People, near and far, we need God. We need the Lord. Because He's the only thing that never changes. He's the only thing that will always be with us. He's the only thing that we can depend on and rely on and depend on, because He hasn't changed from the beginning of time to present day and on beyond. He will still be the same. So we want to be encouraged. We want to enjoy the sunshine only because we know that God is with us and He loves us so much. And he wants us to enjoy every part of living life on this earth. And I intend to, no matter what it looks like. Because I'm going to put my trust in God. I'm going to put my hope in Jesus. My life, I put in his hands. I surrender. I want to know him more each day, each passing moment. I want to know him more. Well, I can say this. Thank you for listening to Linda Sims on the Voice of a People here live on WGH Talk. I am here every Thursday, Lord bless and say the same, from the hours of 10:15 until 11 o'clock and also from 11:15 to 12 noon. So you can mark your calendars in your phones or laptops, computers, or your paper calendar to listen to A Voice of a People. I usually have guests, and I will be having guests from now on, but my guests couldn't show up today, and it was too short of notice for me to get someone to stand in for him. So I stood in myself, and hopefully I share something with you that you can put in your pocket, you can make a note, you can share with someone else some of the things that you heard here today. You know, I appreciate it. I appreciate your love. I appreciate your support. I appreciate your calls today. Thank you. It's kind of rare for me, but thank you so much. That means so much to me. And God bless you and keep you. Enjoy your weekend. The sun is shining now. Enjoy your weekend. God is good and greatly to be praised. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Don't forget St. Patrick's Day celebration is Sunday. Wear your green. I don't know what else is going to be going on, but I try to have my green on, you know, and it's on a Sunday. So when I go to church, I have my green on. So I love you. Take care. Anytime you want to call me, talk to me on the air, that number is 740-383-9944. And once again, thank you so much for your call. Over and out, Linda Sims, A Voice of a People. Thank you. Have a blessed weekend. Till next time, be blessed.